Yo, it's the Beautiful Game Podcast here we're talking about. And we're very intrigued to tell you, well, about our ball knowledge, basically.
Our ball knowledge, just football, what we think about the game, just everything about that. So, Flovis.
Yeah.
How did you start to get into football?
Well, as soon as I saw Paulo Dybala play for Juve back when I was in Italy, I immediately fell in love with the game.
So, would you say Dybala is your idol?
I guess so.
Yeah, that's how it is.
How did you gain interest about football, Danny?
So, when I was in school, I moved school, and then the teacher said, why don't you go play football with other people?
Yeah.
I never played football, I heard about football, obviously, but, like, I never watched it, I never done anything about that. And my dad liked football, so I was like, why not give it a try?
Yeah.
And then, yeah, that's just how it started.
I mean, the magic, basically, my dad liked football as well. I mean, I feel like I was born as a Juventus fan because of my dad, basically.
Juventus. Yeah. So that's your favourite team then, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, I always liked football, even when, like, just playing, just having the sense of just playing football was really fun idea in my mind. So, yeah, I always definitely always liked the game.
Yeah, just watching it, just everything about it, man.
Yeah.
That's why it's the beautiful game.
I guess I can say my favourite player, my idol, I guess, could be Paulo Dybala. But for me, my favourite team is obviously Juve.
Yeah.
Being in Italy, I mean, my dad supporting Juve has influenced me a lot. I think I just definitely just something in me just loved Juve from the very beginning. I saw them. So.
Yeah, so I support Villa. Doing well in the Premier League this season.
Yeah, could potentially get Conference League or Europa League.
Nah, I don't think we'll get Europa. But I don't really have a favourite player, just like the whole team. So, yeah.
I mean, fingers crossed, Conference League for next season.
Hopefully.
Some good cash coming in.
Yeah.
What's your favourite player?
Don't really have a favourite player. Just like, just about based around the whole team.
Yeah.
But if you had to say, like, all time, not just Villa, but all
time. Yeah, not Villa, just all time. Yeah,
okay. I would say probably Messi. Messi.
Nah, Messi is major. He just creates something different.
Just
when he dribbles, he makes it look like a PlayStation game. Equally as Ronaldo, for me, Ronaldo personally is the GOAT.
No,
he's skilled.
No, no,
he's
no,
so
no.
good at every single thing.
Just
this guy has to work. If Messi worked as hard as Ronaldo, he would have so many more Ballon d'Ors. Ronaldo had to work so much.
Messi's got that flair, bro.
Messi was God gifted.
He makes it look.
Yes, he did work hard, but if Ronaldo wasn't just naturally God gifted at Messi, he had to work his way to the top like no other. Even right now, he's still playing at the age of 38, 39, and still training. The last to leave the training session. That's how much he cares about the game. That's how his dedication.
Yeah, I see what you mean, but I still think Messi's the GOAT. I still think he's the GOAT.
For me, Ronaldo's just an all-rounded player. It is prime. The skills he can put, the quality he can give you on the pitch, the left foot, right foot, doesn't matter. He's just...
He can score with every part of his body.
Yeah. Look, Messi, 100 and certain goals without his left foot. Ronaldo,
stats now. Okay,
144 goals without feet. Without feet.
Okay. But
Messi's great.
He's great.
Anyways, we all have different opinions. Anyways, talking points. Let's move to the talking points, right?
Yeah.
All right. So I'm gonna start with the Prem.
The Premier League. This season.
Battle race, tension near the end. Arsenal, Man City, Arsenal bottled it.
No, they're not winning the league. I'm sorry to say, Man City are winning all their next games.
I feel like Guardiola has this one hand on the trophy, basically.
Yeah.
Already.
Might as well have two hands on the trophy. So yeah.
Arteta, is he good enough?
I think he is, you know, but like, it's just, I think all the success, all the things started to get into his head. He thought he had already won it. But yeah.
I think he's definitely Pep's successor. He definitely learned a lot from Pep. I mean, is he there yet at Pep's mindset? Maybe. Maybe not. I think Pep can just vision the game brilliantly than anyone else. He was a really good player for Barca. And as a coach, he's just outstanding. So, fair play to Pep and Man City if they win.
We can't just skip over the fact about Erling Haaland. Signed in the summer. And he's now broken most goals.
He's lit up the Premier League on fire.
With help of KDB.
KDB. He's just a midfield maestro. What is there to say about him?
Assist. Every game.
His passing is out of this world.
His vision
as well.
He's got eyes at the back of his head, the side of his head, everywhere, man. Everywhere.
He is so good. And his shooting ability is just wow. Shooting ability is just insane. KDB, what a player. Definitely the all-time best Belgian player.
And talking about his shooting, we scored that goal in Man City versus Real Madrid semi-finals.
Oh, Champions League. I mean, it looks like they're both screamers for Vinny and KDB. I mean, we can have to stop putting Vinny in the Haaland or Mbappe fight. Because Vinny, I think it's kind of third wheeling like Neymar was in Ronaldo and Messi.
And Messi, yeah.
But Vinny is outstanding and what a goal for Vinny. Basically, he's really, like, how good Benzema is now is because of Vinny. Yeah. Vinny, he's woken up Benzema with that duo is deadly now.
He can shoot, he can assist, he can do skills. He's deadly. He's just got that Brazilian flair on him.
Real Madrid's main attacking force is Vinny and Benzema.
Benzema,
his shooting ability for me is out of this world. Out of the box, left or Benzema. What do you see? Three hat tricks in April. I mean, Benzema, I think 25 trophies now as well. The best Frenchman to ever win that trophy as well for Real Madrid. Benzema's just outstanding. And it might be the Ballon d'Or race again this year.
You think?
Yeah.
Got the Ballon d'Or last year. 2022.
Let's see.
That was because of his very, very good performance in Champions League final.
Yeah.
The La Liga. He's
an all-rounded player. I'm pretty sure he scored a hat-trick against PSG. Scored a hat-trick against Chelsea. He scored a brace against Man City, which is at all not an easy task. He scored about 13 goals that season in the Champions League, or was it more? I can't remember. But he was simply outstanding. And he's the fourth time Champions League time top scorer. Maybe you'll overtake Lewandowski, maybe not. But I hope he will because he's aging like fine wine.
It's like he's gotten better with age.
Yeah.
And don't get me wrong, when Ronaldo was here, he was still a brilliant player. But I think Ronaldo just took over all of his shine, his glory. And he didn't get enough people speaking about him. So, yeah.
I feel like Ronaldo, people like to criticise him a lot. But for me, last year in Man U, he was absolutely carried on Man U. He was carried on for... Remember those hat-tricks and braces in the Champions League
against Atalanta.
He was clutch for them. Man, you like to point the blame, especially for such a hero for their club. But you know, even for Juve, I think he scored 101 goals in 134 games. For me, he was still amazing. He's a phenomenal, for sure.
Moving away.
Let's move on to the derby game. AC Milan.
2-0. No Leao, no party.
Yeah. No Leao. No attacking force, basically. Defense shambles.
Tomori
and Hernandez, you expect these two top quality players to bring something, but they were making mistakes.
We hope
to see better for them in the second leg.
Hopefully we see a closer game.
Yeah. But brilliant from Inter. They have a nice chance, Nerazzurri, to go into the Champions League final against City, against Real Madrid, I don't know, but they're definitely looking to set their eyes on that final. They're looking great for me until now. Anyways, transfer market.
Transfer market
looks like
Bellingham.
Bellingham is the big talk of the town in Real Madrid.
Real Madrid, Liverpool, they've stepped down. We'll show you a clip right now.
Decided to keep Bellingham, they decided to invest their money on different players, more players, not just one. This is why they said the race. Real Madrid and
as you can hear, Liverpool
have left the race. Real Madrid are in the race. Yeah. They're in pole position to get Bellingham. And yeah, I think Fabrizio Romano, obviously very,
very good reliable.
reliable source. So I think Bellingham is going to be joining the Spanish club in the summer. Hala Madrid.
How much do you think Madrid should sign him for, realistically?
160 mil.
160, yeah, fairs. So yeah. Can't forget about McAllister as well, going to Liverpool. Yeah. What do you think about that?
I feel like that would be a good move. A smart move. I think Liverpool need a player like McAllister.
Had a very bad start to the season.
A number 10 that can bring them that magic just behind Nunes, Salah, Diaz or Gakpo. I mean, Gakpo, he's not had the best of times.
I don't think he fits Liverpool, you know, because he was doing really well. World Cup, he done brilliant for Netherlands.
PSV, he was shining. I mean, I know the Prem is a whole different level, but if you could do it in the World Cup, you could do it surely everywhere else.
Surely, man, surely. But maybe we just need to give him time.
Yeah, I mean, maybe he just needs to get used. I mean, he's not playing that bad, but he definitely could be better.
Yeah, it could be better, way better.
Like Alistair, I think he'll just bring great quality. He'll be a great signing for not even, I mean, for about 50 mil base, maybe, yeah? 50 mil would be fair. What a player. Anyways. We're moving up to the VAR controversy.
VAR.
I feel like VAR, they need to be more consistent. They've not been consistent at all this season.
No,
there's plenty of occasion this season where I felt like VAR completely destroyed the game.
Brighton, Juventus.
For me personally, Juve, they've absolutely been targeted this year on multiple occasions. Napoli. I think this is a disgrace and VAR needs to change. It also ruins the game as well. My personal opinion as well is that, you know, football didn't used to be like this. Your tiptoe is offside and you're offside.
It
ruins
crazy,
the
man.
Game, man. It's crazy.
Crazy, man.
Anyways, Super League talk. I feel like this will be great.
I don't. I do not.
I feel like this is needed. This is a whole new format. Up to 80 European teams, no permanent members, minimum 40 matches. I feel like Super League is very
It's
good.
Just the bigger Champions League, man. Like, you're just bringing all the top teams.
Multi-divisional format. I'm telling you, Super League is a good
No. Wait, listen. How are, like, smaller teams supposed to get in, though? Like, you're just letting over big teams.
It's not big teams, it's 80 teams. 80 teams can
be. 8 of the biggest teams, bro.
Not 80 of the biggest teams.
It is. Go on, name some teams.
Alright. Underrated clubs. I mean, you can have someone maybe like Villa there in the future, someone like West Ham there.
Yeah, but how are they supposed to get there in the future?
What do you mean?
They haven't done a specific way on how to get there. They just said sign up if you want. It's just money, man.
But I think this is needed for football. And you know why? Because the Premier League is absolutely dominating. The rest of the leagues, in eyes of everyone else, are basically becoming farmers' leagues. And we need to do something about it before football becomes like basketball. All everyone comes and cares about is NBA. The only league everyone cares about is NBA. Although, of course, there's other leagues in basketball, but no one cares about them. You never hear about them. All everyone cares about is the NBA, and no one can define that. So I think football needs not to. Obviously, the Prem it's good that they're doing well, but we don't just want Wally just taking up, dominating the entire football. I mean, yeah.
Well, it is a big controversy, many different opinions on it, but yeah. So let's move on to Napoli. They've won the Serie A.
After 33 years, Maradona is smiling in heaven.
Hopefully. So yeah, this is a little clip on their just winning the league, I guess.
It's a draw, but it is enough. Tonight, the world may spin, but the sky must surely fall in Naples. There is no tomorrow for Napoli. There is only this. Spalletti has done it. Napoli have done it. The 33-year wait is over as Spalletti and his players become instantly immortal.
Heroes, instantly immortal.
Heroes to the city of Naples. Kitchen scratch failure, amazing left wing guy. Osimhen, how clutch has he been? People underrated, people like Ibaka, Kimmich, what?
Kimmich, underrated man. Underrated. I would say one of the best defenders in the Serie. Yeah. That's my opinion.
Yeah. If not the best.
If not the best.
I mean, what a player. I think it's very nice to see him do well. Anyways, let's move on to Haaland's clip,
Haaland breaking the record. This is his goal where he broke the record.
Smart turnover. Erling Haaland looking for this record here. He's done it. The highest scorer in a Premier League season. His first Premier League season. Well, the number is 35 in the Premier League. It's 51 now in all competitions.
51 goals in all competitions.
He's a monster. He's an absolute monster.
And don't forget, this is his first season of being in the Premier League.
He's lit up the Premier League alive. I think, yeah.
Not more you can say, really. Yeah. He's broken the record. He's first season here. He can do much more, I think. And yeah, just the Champions League for Man City now, hopefully.
And the season will be wrapped up. And obviously, they'll be very glad to have that first Champions League in their locker. And they'll be relieved to have one. I think we're closing up to the end now, shall we?
That's it.
And that's the end to the beautiful game.
That's the end. Goodbye.